Here we are, Paizan. We sit as you make disgusting gestures. It's our final episode, man. This is it.
Final episode. The final countdown.
Seems, you know, fitting. Maybe we should throw that up because, like, what are they going to do?
They're going to end our podcast.
Come at a non-existent podcast. I had reached out to the OG co-host, Mr. Jake, last night. And my intention was to get him, you know, to just say, hey, is there anything you want me to say on your behest to the listeners? And he had, but, you know, I didn't just say like, hey, we're ending it, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, hey, man, how's it going? Reply back, and then haven't heard from him. So we can get into what I'm assuming Jake would say later. But this is it, guy. It's been a hell of a run.
Hell of a run. I mean, this has been something that we really just, this kind of started out everything for us as far as, you know, the community goes. And I think, like, a lot of the questions I've been getting from people is why. So, I mean, it's kind of like, it's not like anything dramatic or anything like that. I think it's just more or less like our lives are going down a more involved path with our careers, and also our creations, like, gotten more and more intense, you know, on our personal channels. And it's just like, if we're not going to be able to put, like, quality content out, I think me and you had, like, a long discussion about it. We're just kind of like, well, maybe this has run its course.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for starters, I was surprised with the amount of DMs you and I got. I mean, I had people, like, trying to convince me not to. somebody else was like, you're canceling before I can even come on. It's like, sorry, man. But yeah, I mean, for starters, obviously there's no bad blood between you and I. That's not even the slightest reason.
Not even remotely.
I think if anything, it'll make it so that when you and I do get the opportunity to talk, which now with work hasn't been every day, it will actually be about, I hate to say, but more important things than the podcast. I feel like that's pretty much what we talk about. It's just a quick text, like, can we record this or that? I'm looking at this margarita I made, and it's about 89,000% ice, 2% alcohol. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I'll text you, hey, you want to record? Some time will go by because you're at work, vice versa. It's like, now it's like, if you call me in the morning on the way to work or something, we can talk about life instead of, like, how we haven't put anything out and how...
Yeah, it's just, you know, the time has just been rough, you know. I have two phones now, so, like, my personal phone stays off during work hours, and I rarely check it. So it's, and, you know, I'm fielding work calls all day, so it's like I don't get back to people, and then I'll read them. If I read them at work, which I'm trying to get out of this habit, I'll read it at work, and then I'll completely forget to reply. Forget to reply, and then days will go by, and I'm like, wow, that's horrible. Totally not my MO normally.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, like, it was, I think me and you talked about it, and I think, like, when we were having the discussion about, like, you know, are we going to continue this? Are we going to do it once a month? Like, whatnot? I think we both kind of were just, I don't know, I don't want to use the word burnt out. I just want to say, I think we were just kind of like shrugged our shoulders and do we really need to keep going? You know? So I think that's where I was at with it. I could have kept going and I could stop. I was, like, kind of indifferent to it. I didn't really care either way. I just wanted to make sure, like, we were both happy if we keep doing it. And it just felt like it started becoming a job versus something we used to do for fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, the other main thing is I think the time change part of it. I mean, there was, now that with your new job, you're, you know, 9 to 5, 8 to 5 or whatever. But it used to be, there'd be days where I, because, you know, actually starting in like 2 days, I'll be back in the office as well. But I was working from home 100%. And then there'd be like random Tuesdays where you'd be off.
Yeah.
So it's like, that would be the day. Now it's like, it's either weekends, which are always impossible, or like midnight my time. Yeah.
Yeah. Midnight your time or after dinner for me. So it's like, this is getting kind of difficult. And, like, we want to be consistent, right? you know, like we want the followers to be able to like, you know, have some sort of consistent creation coming out. So,
yeah,
I mean, I think we just like talked about it and we're like, do we just, end? It was like, it wasn't like a, oh, it's over. Like it was more or less, I remember when we talked about it, it was more like we were trying to figure it out. I kind of asked, I was like, do you want to keep going? Yeah. And I was the one that kind of threw the idea out, and you were kind of like, maybe nope. Not. No.
I mean, another thing we talked about is instead of the podcast thing, because, you know, my biggest thing is the consistency side. Yeah. And that's neither, you know, that's something that at this point, neither of us can control. So it's like, say you and I continue doing just personal things, YouTube, you come out with a podcast, I do one, you know, whatever. It's like for you and I to do a YouTube video together, no one's like, oh, where's the next video? If you and I, something happens and you and I want to talk about it, we can jump on here and record a YouTube video. And there is no like consistency, like regulation.
Like expectation.
Whenever, yeah. Like, so, and that's another thing, whether the listeners expect consistency or you and I do, me personally, it's like nothing's more agitating than when I get in the car and I try to listen to Spittin' Chiclets or something and it's been 2 weeks and nothing's come up.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like with us, I mean, I have people that'll message me and be like, when's the next episode coming up? And it's like, we're like, I don't know. You know?
I don't know. Like, and then it's like, I think the other thing was like my biggest hot button was quality. Like, I always want to make sure we're having good quality. Pods we're putting out, and I feel like each episode we've had lately has just been getting further and further away from Bond, just because like right. We have lives and me and you talk about other stuff outside of Bond,
right?
And I it's like when we catch up, it's like sometimes we just want to talk about like whatever it is that's going on in our lives, right. So it becomes a Luke and Lorenzo podcast more or less than a
right.
James Bond podcast, right. Which that's fine, but I don't want people to be like, oh, all they do is talk about themselves. It has nothing to really do with James.
Right.
It's like, I don't, you know, this is kind of our channel. We can do whatever the hell we want. That's how we've always treated it.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, and that's a really good point, too, because, I mean, you know, one thing that I don't think you and I ever had an issue with is staying relevant when a movie's not coming out. Because I know we see a lot of Instagrams, like, pop up. You know, they'll announce Bond 26 and then bang, there's all these new Instagrams and then the movie comes out and then they're gone. You and I have never had that issue, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, podcast, whatever. But at the same time, it is true. It's like for you and I to do this once a week and do YouTube videos and Instagram, it's like between all these different outlets that we have, how much can we really talk about when it comes to Bond? So then it's like if we're doing a 2-hour podcast, it does kind of end up just you and I catching up.
Because,
you know, the way things are now, we don't really get that opportunity. And then at the same time, you know, we both have a lot of serious shit going on. Like, you know, I know a lot of times from the listener or maybe the viewer, like they'll be like, oh, here's Luke with another Orlebar Brown bathing suit video. Rich Luke. Not really. You know, it's like I'm going on a honeymoon. I needed bathing suits. So I made a video about the bathing suits I bought because I can't think of anything else to make a video about. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, we got shit going on. We got careers. We got both newly married, which is probably the scariest part of everything. Because Brianne was in here working out and she was like, when are you recording? Like noon. She's like, I've got half a mile left and I'll be out of the room. Like, whatever.
At this point, she could have just worked out while we were doing this.
I know.
Oh, man.
In fairness, she didn't say it mean like that. She was like, when are you recording?
Oh.
On the treadmill.
Your wife's the best, man. I love Brianne.
So is Cassandra. They're great, and they get along great.
We need to do a vacation together.
And I, you know what? We definitely do. Let me I want to read something to you.
Okay.
So these are some podcast stats that I pulled yesterday. So
that's awesome. Kind
of see what you and I were able to accomplish in almost 3 years. Started in 2020, May, I believe. So we're at 60,000 unique downloads.
Wow.
Unique downloads. Over 15 different countries listen to the podcast. Our highest listened to episode was downloaded 2,200 times. Any guess which one it was?
How many? Wait, what was that? Say that again.
So the, our highest downloaded episode, like I think we averaged about 300 to 400 downloads an episode. One of them got 2,200. Do you know which one it is?
I would guess My Way.
I'll give you a hint. David was on.
Oh, then it was the one we did with Joe Darlington and him, right?
Nope.
Oh, it was the mannerisms.
That's the one. Bond mannerisms had 2,200 downloads. And then last stat that I pulled, 6,604 hours listened.
Wow.
Yeah. So thank everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for constantly listening. I mean, I got to say, I was a little surprised getting all these DMs because...
So how many DMs did you actually get?
Probably like 15, truly.
15? Yeah. And what was the overall blanket statement?
It was all, you know, like either bittersweet or sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, one thing that I can honestly say is I've never paid attention to the stats with our podcast, like at all.
Yeah. I had no idea. I think when we hit 20,000, you had mentioned something and then
right.
it's like we Which stopped was talking a, about
obviously
it.
Obviously a while ago. Yeah. But my thing is, last night when I was laying in bed and I was thinking about how I should rattle off some of the stuff just so we can kind of, you know, see the effect that the podcast had, I had to like figure out how to log in and shit. I had no idea. Like, cause I went on to Anchor cause we had switched to Anchor like maybe 6 months ago and that said like 6,000 downloads or something. And obviously I knew that was since we had switched. Yeah. And then I tried getting into Podbean, which we originally hosted on. I couldn't. So then I had to basically go to Apple where it's obviously been the entire time to get all these stats. So I had no idea how to check it. I mean, we flat out did this for fun and for the love of the character. Like not at one point where we're ever concerned with listeners, members, subscribers, viewership.
We didn't give a shit about that. I mean, we kicked the tires around on some concepts of like expanding out. But I mean, ultimately it was just... You know, it's purely just friendship and love of James Bond.
Yeah.
And anything that would like was relevant in our worlds. And I think like for us, and I think we talked about it, like, I know we said that this is, you know, we're kind of ending it, but nothing's stopping us from down the road saying, you know what? I miss doing that. Let's bring it back. Let's Lazarus this bitch. Let's bring it back to life. Like there's no
Indiana Jones 17.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I just think for now, I think like sitting here and having something like this and it not being utilized the way we both want it to be, and it just being like more of this burden, like versus something that's like, oh, this is like enjoyable and fun, and you know, we're making time for it, and it's not like hindering us from doing other things, you know, in our world. Mm-hmm. I think that was kind of the main driving force. You know, who knows? Maybe there's another film that comes out and we feel re-inspired to like fire it back up. But
yeah, definitely.
That's just kind of like where I'm at with it, you know? And I mean, for you, like, are you like, there has to be emotions of like, I'm kind of burnt a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will say, I mean, now that we're recording this finale, it is sad. It's definitely sad.
I wasn't feeling it till we got on. And then I looked into those eyes real deep, like I normally do. And I start feeling it, and you start talking about the emotions of it. I'm like ready to have like a
breakdown.
No, not a breakdown. I'm ready to have like a Wolf of Wall Street moment. I'm not fucking leaving. I'm not fucking leaving.
See, what I did is I went and Lorenzo, right when we got on, he said, "Let me get myself a beverage." I said, "This is a great idea. We should be drinking." So I go over there, and he can literally hear shh, me shaking something. I come back, he's got a bubbly. I'm like, oh shit, that's right. It's like nine a.m.
I mean, I would
drink. He's not a degenerate like me.
I would drink at 9 a.m. for you.
Yeah, I know you would. I know you would. One thing I wanted to do too is I wanted to thank everybody who came on. So if you'll humor me, I'm going to rattle off our guests starting from the top. Mr. Jason Kim, Donnie Waldron. We had Simon from Atelier Jalapere, one of the founders of that watch company. Chris Morales, then only like 7 or 8 episodes in, Miss Susie Vanner was really cool. Jocelyn, Oh, this said George Lazenby. I was like, what? We had Taylor Schold. We had David Zaritsky. Interview with Lorenzo Anselmo. Pre you being on. Thank you for that. That was one of the first times you and I got to really talk.
Yeah, it was.
Which was cool.
I'll never forget when we heard. Well, I'll save that story for after. Keep going.
Well, one quick tidbit was we had done an episode called The Watch is a Bond. And on that episode, I said, why isn't that Omega Bond Watch guy on here with us doing
this? I'll never. That was what I was about to talk about. I literally will never forget that moment. Me and Cassandra, it was like in the heat of COVID. The mm-hmm. shutdown was real. Every morning we got up and we would work on this Spectre puzzle that's like 1,000 pieces. Mm. It took us like 2 months to do this thing. And the ritual was we had this big table out and we were doing it and we'd have coffee in the morning. We'd chat and like do the puzzle. Well, I started listening to the podcast when we'd do that. And so I put on Blunt Instruments and you guys like started that episode and I'm like listening to it and all of a sudden I hear my name and I like kind of like snap my head and I like look at Cassandra and I'm like, they just say my name. Mm-hmm. And so like it was like that was like a really surreal moment for me. Like
that's
like,
cool to know.
Yeah, it was like one of the first times like I think I was kind of caught off guard with what I was doing. You know,
it's like this, you're yeah. realizing that people actually recognize your skill set.
Content and creation and people are paying attention to what I'm putting out and it was weird. And then I remember that after that, me and you had chatted and it was like kind of like one of our first conversations and you were just like you were just so like friendly and like open mm-hmm. and wanting to like connect and I love that about you. You had this like vibrance to your personality and like that's one of my favorite traits about you as a friend is like you always bring like the energy and it's just like it's refreshing.
I love you, man.
I love you too.
Well, here so we
I'm not fucking leaving Brian.
Well, you were on, then we had Brian Levesque, Caleb Daniels, Joe Darlington, and then you were back on for the Bond 26 Omega. Then we had Connor Bentley came on to do the soundtracks. Then we did so Jake interviewed me. The next episode, I interviewed him. Then we had Kyle Barbeau interview with Ms. Cassandra Lohman at the time. Look at that. Ms. Omega Bond Watches. So then next we had Chris the fucking Hoover. We had Lorenzo back on. We had Kyle back on. We had David for the Bond Mannerisms episode back. We did Bond Watch Alternatives with Mr. Ray Mendez. Then an episode that I really liked that I think was at this point you were full-time at this point.
Yeah, I was full-time at that point.
Was the James and Remy Millar. Remember that video of the gentleman who had passed away and was looking to see the new movie? We had Carissa from Watch and Woman on. Then we had Kelvin Dyson, part one and two. Chris Morales, Caleb Daniels. Jake came back. We had Ray Mendez again. We did remember Bond trivia with Ray Mendez. How fucking bad that was. That was brutal. We love you, Ray. We love you. God, that was bad. We had Clem So, which was cool.
That was one of my favorites, by the way.
Mine too. I mean,
it was so fucking early.
He was an extra.
Oh my God. It was like 3 a.m. for me. I'll never forget that one.
Was he an extra on two? He was a Spectre in No Time to Die.
He was
and
in
then his brother
no,
was
he was in
casino.
Three. He was in Skyfall.
Was he in Skyfall?
He was in the casino, the floating
right,
casino.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, he told the story about, he told a story about how in No Time to Die, he's in the scene in No Time to Die in Cuba with the Spectre party. And Daniel Craig kept making comments to the makeup person to go fix his hair because he's got like the most long, beautiful gray platinum hair, which is, I mean, those are the stories. That's what we live to hear. Just like these behind the scenes, like hearing Daniel Craig like screwing around with the extras, you know what I mean, just enjoying himself, which is cool to hear.
Yeah,
we had Josh Gay from 007 Oz and Selling Secrets podcast. We had Mr. David Zaritsky and Joe Darlington on together. We did the Gatherall recap. We did an episode with the Persuaders, Kyle and Connor. We had our beautiful fiancés at the time, Cass and Brienne. That was a big one too in the downloads, dating a Bond fan part one and two with our wives, which was really, really fun too.
That was a fun episode for sure. I think they had more fun than we did because they were just roasting us the whole time.
Yeah, and it was kind of cool because what I liked about that one was, of course, at this point, they had met at your wedding. This was post-wedding. So this was your wife at that point. No, it was not. So they hadn't met in person. This was January 2022. You got married in May 2022. April. End of April or early May?
End of April, early May. Yeah. Well, end of April is technically, but it's...
The date, yeah. But that was a good one. Then we had a parenting and bond with Ray from the Bondomery, which was a good one. We had, let's see, Lorenzo's Final Bachelor Days, the Top Gun Maverick episode, which I loved because, fuck yeah, Top Gun. Yeah. Let's see.
That stash was real that you had.
Irka Bochenko. October.
That was
love you, Irka. But I mean, and here's the thing right here. So you go from October with Irka. We had one episode in November, one episode in January, and now here we are in January. We had a hell of a run. Thank you to every single guest.
Yeah, thank you guys. On. It was very special to have you guys on. Thanks for taking the time out to be a part of this. I'm just grateful that there was people that wanted to come on and chat with us.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of people. I mean, this is the thing, and this is kind of what I was getting at with the whole stats thing, is you and I paid, and I don't even want to say little, we paid zero attention to any analytics regarding the podcast. It was us getting on there, talking to who we wanted to talk to, talking what we wanted to talk about. If one person listened or 1,000, it didn't matter. Yeah. And it was nuts to me to see the amount of people who had asked to come on, or if I had reached out to them, they had said yes. Or if I had reached out to them, they were like flattered. Like, this truly humbling and shocking that people enjoyed it so much and really wanted to be a part of it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Truly. It's wild.
So I had a couple things I wrote down, and I wanted to ask you some of these things. So,
okay,
what was your favorite parts about the recording? Like if you were like really dissect like the process of what we do, like what are the things that stick out most for you?
So for starters, I would say once we like were all using good mics and stuff, like from a technical side, hearing it, like I'd get in the car with Brianne and I'd put it on. You know, because a lot of times I actually put it on because we'd have like just a banger song in the beginning and I just wanted to hear like that transition. And then you just let it go. And just hearing how legit it sounded at first was really, really cool. But overall, I'd say, you know, I can't tell you how many times we'd be ready to record and I was just not in the mood. And I'm not saying, you know, just like it's like 10 a.m. on a Sunday and I'd rather be sleeping or something. Then we get on and within 5 seconds, I'm just like, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
I love that.
Yeah, truly. I mean, it was like we'd get on and that's what I'll miss most about it is like, even with the YouTube stuff, it's like, I have no idea sometimes what to put out. But then once I start recording something, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I can do this. I can do that. It like the second we hit record, all of a sudden the creativity just
starts flowing.
Yeah.
I think the thing I'm going to miss the most, or I should say my favorite part always is when your camera first turns on and like,
oh,
I get the funny ass reaction from you. Like, I really like you always like will say something really off cuff or really funny.
Sup, fucker.
Yeah. Something, or you'll be like wearing something goofy or like, I don't know. Like that's the part I always like enjoy.
You'll see a mustache. First off, guy, you're gonna make me cry on here, but second, I always forget, because you know, obviously you and I have gotten incredibly close, I always forget that we don't like see each other. So I'll come on and you'll be like, nice beard. I'm like, huh? And then I'll look in the camera and be like, oh shit, that's right. Or like what you just said about the mustache, I mean, I rocked that for at least a month.
Thought you were Miles Teller at one point. I was just like, holy shit, oh my god, just
if I could be playing the game. Oh my god, I love that man.
So yeah, that's definitely
that was a sweet answer.
The truth. It's one of my favorite parts, and the talks, like the things that people wouldn't hear on the podcast, like the before talks.
Yeah. Like well, there was that one episode with yeah. Kyle. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
What were we talking about? Tucker Carlson's dick?
I don't know. We're talking about something ridiculous.
You can blame Kyle a little bit for that, too, because he was the one that was telling everybody.
Instigating. I blame Kyle for everything because everyone loves Kyle and they'll forgive him.
We love
so
you, Kyle.
Easily. Yeah, love Kyle.
I don't think he could do anything wrong. I don't think he could ever get a hater. No. If you don't like Kyle, then get the fuck out.
If you don't like Kyle, there's something wrong with you.
That's right.
No, it's just, you know, it's the camaraderie. And I know I've said this a bunch of times during the podcast, and it's just like, for me, camaraderie is just like so big, you know. And I have
baseball,
baseball, and you've met a lot of my friends, you know, from my life, you know, at my wedding. And you know, they're solid guys, they're solid people, and every single one of them, I will tell you, like, they're just, you know, we can go weeks without talking, or months.
Yeah.
And it's like, we pick up the phone, or like, you know, there's something that happens and, you know, we reach out, and it's just, we pick up right where we left off. And it's like, that's when I feel like, that's when you know your friendship's in a really good spot, is because like we all realize stuff's going on, but that doesn't change who we are or where we are at in our friendship. So I think like, that's kind of why I have a lot of friends that don't live near me, you know, because I'm, you know, we're all both sides are willing to work at the friendship and, you know, be okay not being in communication all the time. So,
I want to add on that. You know, I love Nick. What a guy. I've gotten to chat with Hoove. Haven't met him in person, unfortunately, because obviously he had COVID during your wedding, which is a whole nother shitty situation. But Nick was great. Ty was great. Hoove is great. The rest, I can't even remember their names, but everybody I've met is great. But I mean, yeah, you know, it was cool. This is the thing too. You and I met because of this, not so much the podcast, but because, well, kind of, but it's like, to then be at your wedding with my fiance, to have David coming in, Kyle coming in, all these great people from all over the country. And then to meet your friends, see your life, the fucking Bond picture with your mom on the Aston, dude. Like, I want to like black and white that shit and like blow it up and put it above my bed. It's like the greatest picture. It's the greatest picture. But it's like, to meet these people, it's just nuts, because it's like, these are people that have, obviously your mother, but friends of yours that have been in your life forever, and then new friends from across the country in this like weird computer phone relationship, just like colliding, and everybody being so cool. It's surreal, man. You know, like, Vegas was a freaking trip. That was a trip, man.
It was, I mean, it was really special. Like, we were very happy how it turned out. And like, it's just like, I think like, and it's funny because I think back to the first time I got to meet you in person, you kept saying it, like,
seems like I've known you forever.
I've known you my whole life. Like, and you kept saying like, you're exactly like I expect you to be. It was like, there's nothing like surprising about it. Like, and I felt the same way. Like, just having you here and being able to like go get wings at like 10 a.m. and
we literally waited till they opened.
And it just, get that little bit of time together, it was nice, you know. And we always say like, God, I wish you lived in the same city as me, you know. We can say that to each other, and it's just one of those things where you meet someone and you connect. And I think that was like, you know, it's just in the cards for us to become good friends.
Quick side note. One person I missed a shout out, probably because we always abbreviate his name, Mr. John Williams.
Yes, JW.
That was a fantastic.
I had fun on that one.
Fantastic episode. JW, we love you too, buddy.
Yeah. J-Dubs.
J-Dubs. The Nomad. No, but back to what you were saying, it was weird because I was in Vegas in 2021, kind of like almost exactly a year before you got married. And I was there for a bachelor party, and Brianne was also there because it was a bachelorette thing. And I had planned, you know, long before that I actually got there, to leave a day or two early and come hang out with you. Something happened with my flights that I can't even remember, canceled or something, but so I couldn't stay 2 days. But it was basically a full day. And I remember you and Cassandra picked me up outside of the Flamingo. Don't ask me why I was at the fucking Flamingo. And I just remember literally hugging you both, getting in the back of your car. And no part of that situation, like, because I deal with some anxiety sometimes. No anxiety. I mean, even physically, both of you looked exactly like I expected. Like, I wasn't like, holy fuck, like, he's way taller than I expect, or she's smaller than I expect. I mean, skinny for sure. Easy, Luke. But it wasn't like I was like, oh, I thought she'd be like 5'8". She's like 4". Like, it was like I had seen you 40 times. I knew everything about you in every single possible way. And it was just like, I'm back heading to Lorenzo's. It was like, I've been to your house. You know, you guys, I went up to the bedroom. You had a little breakfast in bed tray with some McKellen, with Skittles, with a little tiny Aston Martin. Everybody knows the story about the 12-year-old scotch that I dunked my AirPod in.
18-year-old scotch.
I thought it was 18. I was going to say, because if it was just 12, why?
If it was 12, I wouldn't have broken your balls about it. Trust me.
That's a hell of a story. But story. What about your first time meeting Brianne? So that was
on the phone, I think. Like meeting her in person, yeah, it was the wedding. Yeah. But I think the first time I talked to her on the phone, I was just like, hey, girl. And that, like, started the whole, like, you know, like, every time we'd call, we'd say that, you know? So it's, you know, like, Brianne's such a sweet girl. Like, she, oh, you did good, man. That's all you I too. Can tell you. You did really good, brother.
My parents were just over here. My mom just bought a new car.
Oh, nice.
They stopped by to show me the car, and I was in it. And she was working out, like I told you. So I opened the door. I was like, hey, my parents are here. I'm going to run out and see the car. And she's like, I was like, if you want to come see it, go ahead. If not, we'll see it a different time.
Yeah.
So I'm out there, and then who comes running out in a tank top and leggings with the resistance band still wrapped around her legs?
Your wife.
And jumps in the car. No, my dad. And no, it was her. Yeah, obviously. And so she comes out, and then my dad's like, you want to take it for a ride? I'm like, yeah, sure. She's like, I'm going to go back in and finish working out so you can record, blah, blah, blah. My dad's like, you're a lucky man. You got the greatest wife, just like your mother, blah, blah, blah.
I love Bob. Yeah,
we got lucky. We got really lucky. I mean, they deal with our shit. And here, special thank you to them as well for allowing us to record, to not giving us a hard time when we're taking a couple hours out of the day to do this shit. Because there was a point in time where it was like once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Yeah.
So
we were pumping them out.
Yeah. Surrounded by, you know, phone calls and texts and different shit. So thank you to Brianne and Cassandra as well.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing. Like, one of my favorite parts of, like, is when Cassandra, like, so she's an avid listener. She'd listen every time an episode dropped. She'd be like, want to know. So she'd listen at work.
Yep.
And so, like, when I told her we were going to kind of, like, you know, shut it down, she was kind of like, wait, why? 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 And I'm like, look, like, it's just, you know, like, it's run its course. Like, we're both in a spot where we're okay with, like, this, you know, ending. And it doesn't mean anything like outside of that. Like, it's just like, this is work. Like this isn't, it's not always like fun, you know, sometimes like we have to like come on here and we're like not feeling well, or we're like, we're having a bad week at work, like whatever the hell it is. And it's just, you just don't have that fire inside to like go through an episode. So, but you show up and you show out. So it just, for me, like I said, I could go either way with it, but I think like this is probably like the best thing, because it'll get us to be able to create other things together. I feel like we always just lean on this for our creative side,
right?
When we do things together, and it'll be like more fun to like do like a review like video, or like do like a hot take video, or like something like that, you know, like something that's a little different than just podcasting,
right. Is there anybody in particular that kind of inspired you to get into the podcast thing with us?
You, man. Come on.
Oh, thanks. Good Jesus Christ. You're going to make me cry again.
You did, man. Like, just like when you guys said my name at that time, that was inspiration. And when I talked to you, I was even more inspired. And then when you guys had me on for that first time, I just like really enjoyed talking with you and Jake. Like, it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I was like, this is a hell of a lot of fun, like, to do this. But there's a lot of work that goes into this, you know. And I, you know, I want to thank you, dude. Like, you helmed all the editing and all the, like, putting episodes out and managing the account. And that's not, like,
copyright issues.
Yeah, anything that involves like producing the pod. That was you, man. And like, you know, I had it easy. I got to just show up and white glove the bitch, you know. Yeah. So like, thank you for being the head of that and really spearheading
anytime
it.
Man, it's my pleasure.
Yeah,
so I enjoy doing it.
Thanks, bud.
You want to just say fuck it and just keep going?
I'm not fucking leaving.
I do want to I appreciate that. I also, so I know I've told the story before, but I had put out a story on Instagram and said, should I do a YouTube or a podcast? And it was like 85% YouTube. So I turned around and did a podcast. And Jake had reached out to me. We obviously had followed each other, never spoken, I don't think at all. And he said, hey, are you looking for a partner? I said, honestly, sure. We FaceTimed. The second I saw his face, I'm like, look at this little cute little bastard. Nicest guy. Nice little half Brit, half Aussie. Incredible guy. So I don't think either of us would be here if it wasn't for Jake, too. So yeah, huge, absolutely. Huge thank you to Jake. We miss you. We love you. You know, Jake, he's a perfect example of kind of what you and I are now going through. He was married at the time, but then he got a new job, had a baby. You know, it's been a while. I mean, we don't talk hardly at all, but I love the guy. And it's not because we don't want to. It's just different sides of the cunt world. Cunt. Now I just said cunt. Different sides of the world. That's perfect, because that's like an everyday word for Brits and Aussies is cunt. Different side of the world. And I mean, I was texting him last night trying to see if there was anything you wanted to say, but I know because we were talking, but you know, once again, with the time change, he's probably asleep or whatever, but if he had something to say, I'm sure he would thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for continuing to listen all this time, but we love Jake. We miss Jake.
Yeah. I miss him saying, I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
That he was,
hate me. I just don't care.
That's where it was funny when it was the three of us for a little bit there, because there was three different
personalities going.
And Jake was just the, like, I don't care. But like in the most
one, you caring were the way one, though. And I was always like the sweet, serious one.
Yeah. Like the thing with Jake, though, was like his I don't care was like also in the most caring way possible.
I know.
Unless it's about Madonna, then there he really doesn't care.
Or Evergreen.
Yeah. Yeah. I also want to thank, of course, Mr. David
Academy.
Yeah. The Hollywood Foreign Press. Not Harvey Weinstein anymore, creep. But I want to thank David Zaritsky, of course, because he's the reason I got into doing any of this shit. You know, I used to watch his YouTube videos when I was like 18, 19. Sorry to date you, David. But because I'm 47 now. So what's that, like 60 years? But yeah, I mean, it was Operation Phoenix, early COVID, I think that started.
Yeah.
I had created my account, did that, and then immediately kind of got obsessed with like the community. And I was like, I need to do something to be even more a part of it, which was the podcast. David had come on here many times. He also, just like Cassandra, I can't say the same for Brianne, listens to every episode. And he's not shy to. Yeah, we still love Brianne. David's not shy to send us his notes and to come on at the drop of a hat. And we love David. We love you, buddy. Thank you, of course, Mr. David Zaritsky.
Yeah, I mean, David's definitely had an impact on our creative process. I mean, I can't even say enough, you know, just.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like the brother that's looking out for you and like wants, you know, you to have success. You know, it's really nice to have someone like that in your corner that's been doing this for as long as he has. And
right.
Well, side note, I want to wish David an early birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
Happy early birthday. Monday, the 30th.
30th, which is also the anniversary of my channel, conveniently enough.
No shit.
So no, I'll be shit. And it was totally not planned that way. I didn't realize this until last year that it landed on the same day.
That is wild.
Yeah, and it was my parents' wedding anniversary too. So bing bang boom, there
that's
it is.
Special too. That's special too.
So yeah, so it'll be year five for my channel, and I think it's fitting it's on David's birthday, so I can just kind of like scoot it under the rug. But no, it's just, you know, like you said, like we're very grateful for the mentorship we've gotten from David.
Yes.
You know, with the pod and with our individual channels. And it's just like, you know, he definitely is someone who like wants to help people. So thank you, David.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to thank Kyle Barbeau, because Kyle's come on here a bunch and he is just always game to literally talk about anything. And he's just anything. The best guy. So thank you, Kyle. And another one from a true inspiration point, the guy who does it best, Mr. Joe Darlington, has had his podcast Being James Bond long before there was a documentary called Being James Bond, which I believe he should be getting at least 7% profits from. But Joe Darlington, he's got the best podcast Bond-wise out there. He's got a voice that is perfect for podcasts and not even a face for radio. The guy's got a face for TV too. He's a handsome son of a bitch. I remember the first time we saw him at Gather All, I was a little starstruck by Joe Darlington. So shout out to Joe. Thank you for kind of blazing the path of Bond podcasts.
Yeah.
We love you, Joe.
Joe was technically the first podcast I ever listened to.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
James Bond. And I remember I was working out during COVID. And I listened to his episode about the GoldenEye jump they did. And I was like blown away by it. I was like, wow. I was like, it inspired me. I was like, God, I want to do that one day. I think I ended up messaging him afterwards. And I was just like, dude, I got to do this. It sounds amazing. You know? So it's just like when people like put their experiences, you know, on air or in a video or in a picture, like it's just, you know, that's personal, you know, mm-hmm. And I think people get away from the fact of that this is someone's life that they're putting on display, you know, and for me, it's just like, I do it because I feel passionate about this particular side of my life, you know, or these friendships or like this moment or like whatever it is, or this purchase or like, for me, this is a part of my life, you know, that I'm sharing with the world because I'm passionate about it. If I wasn't passionate about it, I wouldn't talk about it.
Right.
You know,
Joe has a way. David does this with YouTube and Joe does it with podcasts. They both have a way of taking a subject that you may not think would be interesting, and not in a mean way. Like it could be a video about a pair of sunglasses, or it can be a podcast about, you know, one of the actors in Live and Let Die or something. And yet it's the most entertaining thing because they're both just so damn good at what they do. So both of them truly inspiring, truly, truly inspiring.
Consummate professionals.
Yep.
Like, I mean, if you're like ever like wanting to get into this hobby of like content creation or like, you know, the Bond, you know, Bond creation, like those are two like staples on like how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they don't get enough credit for, you know, for what they do. And I think it's one of those things where it's really easy to nitpick on like the things you don't like about it. But I wish there was more appreciation for the people that have laid the path for people like us and people that are going to come after us, you know? So, you know, thank you to both David and Joe for what they've done.
I think the last thing we need to do is thank the listeners.
Yeah,
absolutely. All however many thousands, thank you guys so much. I mean, like I said, I didn't pay much, and you're right, there was a point in time when I was kind of, because there was kind of all of a sudden we started to kind of take off a little, so I was interested in the analytics, but then eventually and it's not that I didn't care, of course I cared about everybody who listened, but I just didn't pay attention. It was like, you know, we're putting these episodes out, we're enjoying making them, and it seems like people listen. Some people repost them. Some will DM us about them, you know, whatever the fact is, whatever the case may be. But it seems like there was a ton. I can't thank them all enough. Can't thank all you listeners enough for listening to Lorenzo and I just either bitch or moan.
Most of the time.
Or piss or swear. That to that one guy who told me to stop saying fuck. Sorry.
To that one guy. Like,
you know, I bleep it out on YouTube because I think it's funny. I think the bleep's funny on YouTube. So if you watch my YouTube, I bleep it out.
I watched your YouTube today.
The Oil Bar Brown one?
It was very different. Like your demeanor. Like, yeah. I'm just giving some constructive feedback. Like, it was like a different video for me to watch you in. Like,
yeah.
I liked it. I thought you were, I thought
better
you were
or worse.
Way good. I was impressed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was, oh.
Dude, I watch your shit and I critique the shit out of it. Like I always like want to know like what it is you're doing better. And like, it's funny. Cause like, I'll look at Cassandra and be like, he's doing great in this one, you know, like, and I'll out like what it is you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and it helps me learn, you know, so like I'm constantly learning and working on my process, but I really enjoyed your all around video today.
Thanks, man. Because I kind of thought it was a big old steaming piece of shit.
Well, no, it was good, dude. You had great eye contact. I thought your transitions were really good. And you were like really covering a lot of aspects of it. And you were using great examples. And I think I think if someone hasn't watched it yet, they should. Because it had a lot of good nooks and crannies in there.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Well, with that said, what do you think is your next move bond-wise? Let's cap this episode off with that. Where can the listeners, if they don't already follow our YouTubes or our Instagrams, what's next for Lorenzo? What's next for Omega Bond Watches?
For me right now, it's, you know, obviously the Instagram's like a staple. Like, that's going to continue regardless.
Yeah,
I always say I'm going to do the YouTube, and like I'm really committed to doing it. It's just I'm so fucking exhausted by the end of a day, and I'm like my sickness is I don't want to put out shit content. So right. Like I won't, like, unless I'm like geared up for a video, I won't. And I'm still kind of like getting used to this new job, and I know this sounds like a bunch of excuses, but the reality is when you create this stuff, you have to like be like ready to do it. But I think like even just like recording this pod right now and hearing you say like you're getting ready to do it and you don't feel like doing it, but once you start, so maybe that's why I need to try. So I would say definitely the pod aspect has made me want to work on my YouTube game. So I'd say probably a little more YouTube. I've kicked the idea around of doing a solo podcast, but again, it's just like, do I really want to take on more work? No.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I don't know. You know, I might get a wild hair up my ass and take a stab at it. I mean, what about you, man? Where are you at?
I think, you know, the thing is I haven't thought too much about it. I mean, yeah, the YouTube stuff I'll continue to do. I'd like to try to, I feel like I've gotten a little more consistent. Like, I think I'm one a week, which is
you're definitely
more consistent than enough. Yeah. It's more than enough, but you know, like I just got the Barton Pereira's, the Billy Magnuson one. So I'll do a review on those. Of course, like come honeymoon time, and I'm sure you'll do the same. Just vlog the shit out of that and eventually put that on YouTube. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I mean, I thought about, you know, because one of my favorite things is David's podcast where he's just in the car, just kind of getting a thought out. Yeah. Like, I like that idea. But, you know, it's like, if it's going to be a long form podcast, then we might as well just keep doing this. So if I did anything like that, you know, I had kind of put the idea of doing like a watch along thing and kind of like, you know, I might do something like that. But even still, it's like when I have the time to sit down and watch Dr. No, and then record myself watching it and kind of give my thoughts, it's not what I want to do in that moment. you know what I mean? It's like
in it.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. It's like say tomorrow. I mean, today's Saturday. I'll probably release this today or maybe tomorrow morning. Yeah. But for the listener, say Sunday. Sundays, my wife and I try to do nothing.
Yeah.
So like if there's a couple hours. Yeah. So if there's a couple hours I can carve out to do that, it's kind of like, well, in that moment I'm like, well, would I rather be playing Xbox or would I rather be going to breakfast or watching Yellowstone? You know what I mean? It's like, am I in the mood to watch Dr. No and talk about it for 2 hours? You know, because when I put it on Instagram, it was like 96% to 4 people saying do it, which was crazy. But at the same time, then the idea of actually doing it is daunting as shit, because,
well, and that feeling that you're talking about, that's how I feel with my YouTube videos, because it's like I can picture what it is I want to talk about, and like I can talk for days if I'm just having like a normal conversation. But like for me, when you do a YouTube, you gotta like kind of lay out how you're gonna do it,
right?
like a beginning, middle, and an end. And like I've gotten great advice from you. I've gotten great advice from David. And it just really comes down to like, you just got to do it and you got to be okay with it not being perfect. And that's right. I have to get okay with.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. And it's very nice of you to say that you like the video, because my recent one, because I mean, in fairness, it's very straightforward. You know, I've got 3 Orla Barb Brown bathing suits. It's specifically about the bulldog. It's another way of saying, hey, you know, a lot of these brands don't do sales. They do massive sales, massive sales.
Yeah.
Oh, they might be in there. They do massive sales.
Hey, girl.
Lorenzo says hi. There you go. I won't even cut it out. Last episode ever. But like, you know, it was just about why I think these bathing suits, and I've said this before, side note, tangent, because what would our episodes be without a good tangent? And Milo walking around
you
in the background.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Are they over there? Use the spare keys then, honey. Yeah. Holy shit, you guys. Scram. God, last episode ever. Can't have any peace. But no, I like to do videos, not so much. It's yes, there's a review in there because it's a product, but it's more so, I bought this, I chose this, here's why. You know what I mean? Not so much like the watch strap video. That was a true review. They sent me that strap. I told them I'd make a review on it. But like with the Oral Bar Brown Bulldog, I'm not going to shit on it because I've worn a million bathing suits. This is the one I like, and here's why. You know, it's for the people that go to the website in mid-June when there isn't a sale, and they're like, you know what? I really like it. It's $275. That's a lot of money. Is it worth it? Go on to YouTube and here's a 10-minute video of why I think it's worth it. That's kind of what I like to do with my YouTube. So it's like, even if, you know, the quality's there, I've got the microphone, I use my phone, you know, I went and got a new phone specifically so that I had a better camera. As long as I'm covering the base things on it, it's good enough for me. You know, if it gets 100 views or 20,000 views, as long as it helps somebody decide to buy it or helps them decide not to, it's good enough for me. You know, I try not to overthink it too much anymore, because I used to. I used to with
I
all
think
this
that's
shit.
Where I'm at. I think I overthink it. So
yeah, don't
try not,
because I like all your videos. And
thanks,
the thing
man.
Is, they're so few and far between that when they come out, I watch that shit immediately. You know.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a little more consistent. At least one every 2 weeks.
If I were you,
small commitment.
The first thing I would do if I were you, not to give you advice, but I'm giving you advice.
Thanks,
is
Papa.
You've got every Craig watch. I would just literally do a video on each one, because I do a video on the Planet Ocean, it gets like 3,000 views. Because my thing is, before I buy these watches, this fucking dog, before I buy these watches, that's the first thing I like. I'm all over the internet looking them up. I want to know every single thing about them because they're expensive. It's a huge investment. And no offense, going on Omega's website, you'll get the specs and like the best picture ever taken of the watch. But I want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from somebody who's had it for 6 years, who's worn it, who's beat the shit out of it, who knows how heavy it is compared to the GoldenEye, compared to the No Time to Die. You've got that advantage because you have them all. That's where I would go.
Yeah. I know like people are like wanting that and they're clamoring for it. So like, give the people what they want, I guess.
Give the people what they want. But hey, I love you.
I love you too, man. I do want to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
So what will you miss
doggy
most?
Style. Oh.
Wow. Never
wouldn't
ceased
be one
to amaze
instrument.
Me.
Wouldn't be one instrument. Okay, go ahead.
I said, what will you miss the most about this whole thing?
Talking to you, guy. 100%. But that's the thing. It's like, you know, in these moments, we sit here and we talk about Bond, but then it just frees us up to actually just sit and talk regularly. You know what I mean?
Be us.
Do some Instagram lives and talk and still interact with the rest of the community. We can, you know, from now, you know, like now, I think what we should replace this time with when we would be recording, I think the four of us should go on and do a happy hour.
I love that.
Or maybe we should do like a taco night.
Oh, taco
like night. You make tacos, we'll make tacos, and then we'll like eat dinner together. That's so fucking sad. Holy shit.
I'm eating dinner with my internet friends tonight.
Yeah. What, don't, no, 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 wait, wait. Say grace. But no, I'll miss talking to you, guy. I'll miss talking to the I'll miss talking to, you know, the great people we've had on. But it's nice to be able to carve out a specific time and just be able to have some FaceTime with my paisan. That's what I'll miss.
You know, I feel like we should give the listeners a chance to make us keep going.
We can come back. Well, we can put out a poll. Do you want the Blunt Instruments podcast to come back?
You should put out a post, and if it gets 20,000 likes.
Get the fuck out
of here. That's a crazy number.
It would never.
It wouldn't, but that's the point of it.
Yeah. You can do that.
I'm not doing it.
You're the one with the followers. You're the one with the followers.
Oh, shut up.
Blunt Instruments page. The most likes we've ever got a Blunt Instrument post is maybe 40. I like my tax guy added me on Instagram the other day.
I love
and,
that.
And I looked at his Instagram. He gets more likes than our podcast. But in fairness to him, who shout out to Gordon, he's a total G. He's a big like hiker. So he's going to Hawaii to hike with his kids, and then they're going diving, they're going snorkeling. Like I would like the shit out of those posts too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, come on. But hey, let's wrap the shit up before we get on too many tangents. I love you, guy. Thank you for doing this. I mean, technically, you've been a part of it all 3 years. You've been on you were on twice in the first couple months. So, I love you, man.
Love you and, too, brother.
We'll be back one day.
We'll be back one way or another. We're not going anywhere. It's just, you know, this is coming to a close. And
what's the Dark Knight quote at the end?
He's not the man we wanted, but the one we needed.
Yeah, this isn't the podcast you wanted. It's the one you needed. What a fucking arrogant dick.
Need to end this episode with that song.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Can't even remember how. Oh, I'm going full copyright.
Full bore on the
full copyright. Fuck it. Oh, my God.
Come get us, Apple Podcast.
Like, I'm just going to insert in the middle of the episode, it's just going to be like some of the most famous shit, like McDonald's slogan.
Love it.
You know, like, I don't care. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah. I'm loving it. Copyright. Don't even care.
Copyright. Don't care. All right, guy. Well, this is, in the words of Pierce Brosnan, this has been good. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye. And then, in the words of Barbara Broccoli to whoever, over to you, kiddo.
Over to you, kiddo.
Or, all right, guys.
Or even better, we just, you know, we could just end on a Scud missile hitting our podcast.
Vaporizing it. I can insert that too. I can make everybody cry and put the what is it called? The final descent or whatever. That song that they play when the missile hits them. I can put that on, make everybody want to drive off a cliff when they're listening to this.
I'm doing it for Blunt Instruments. Ah!
All right, buddy. I love you. Thank you, guys, for the last time.
Thank you. And we'll see you guys around.